The Warriors in New Orleans facing the Pelicans in a frenzied rough-and-tumble game, and the stars shining bright here in the Crescent City. Klay Thompson sparking the attack throughout, a team-high 33 points to go with 6 boards. Stephen Curry dished out 9 assists while passing Tim Hardaway for second place on the franchise's all-time assists list and delivering 28 points for the effort. Kevin Durant with some tremendous defense this evening. Add to that 22 points and 8 boards. And Draymond Green, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 8 points, and tons of energy. And it was all needed in the 128-120 victory. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I thought KD's defense changed the game for us. We didn't have much bite to our game in the first half. And then KD's shot challenges and ball pressure in the second half was amazing, and that changed things.
You were, I think, a plus 14 the final 5.5 minutes of the first half. That's right after the Draymond T and the Book Cousins third foul. I mean, it was that kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the whole first half that if we just locked down, made a few stops, and took care of the ball, we were going to be in great shape, even though we were down whatever it was, 15. And it just seemed like we finally settled into the game during that last stretch. Zaza did a really good job for us tonight, guarding Cousins. Draymond was great, but that was an important stretch of the game just to bring us into the locker room at halftime in a pretty good position.
Steve, you guys obviously prevailed, but what was your take on what led to the start you guys had?
We're just not ready. We're not ready to put together a complete game. We're basically still in training camp, in my mind, given how many practices we've had or how few, and where we are as a team after basically 6 games, 4 preseason and 2 regular seasons. So we're still working on everything, and I think that's pretty obvious. We're just not there yet.
You mentioned, obviously, a few days ago about the mental conditioning part. Where, if any, progress do you think you guys made?
I thought we had a much better defensive stretch tonight than we ever had in the Houston game. I never felt like we ever put together a defensive stand against Houston. And tonight, we didn't do it for 48. We probably did it for about 24. But there were stretches where we really looked like ourselves, flying around, challenging shots. It's a reminder of how hard it is to defend in this league and how much energy it takes. But I thought we got there at times tonight, and that's a great sign.
How did the combination of those two bigs, how did it kind of have, did you have to open up more so of what you did as far as your playbook and how you defend? A lot of teams don't have what they have.
Right. No, we didn't change much defensively. We play bigger. I don't know that we ever even got to our small lineup. We wanted Zaza out there. Zaza does a nice job against their bigs. And so I just think that it's a matter of, playing the game plan, understanding what we're trying to accomplish, giving up certain things that we're willing to live with, but, not making the mistake of allowing other stuff. So I'm not going to tell you details on what we try to do, but there were times where we followed the game plan. There were times where it got away from us. But as I said, I think we made strides. We had a longer stretch of basketball where it looked like us.
No McCaw tonight. I mean, was that matchup based?
Had nothing to do with matchup. The way I look at Nick and Patrick, I don't think either one has kind of won the job, backup two. So I may play Pat tomorrow. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But they're both going to play. There are going to be nights where, one of them may not get in. And that was tonight for Pat.
Steve, in your mind, does Kevin Durant have the potential to be an all-defensive team?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When he's locked in like he was tonight, I think he had 7 blocks. The length, the ability to guard pretty much every position on the floor. It's a rare combination.
Steve, what do you think is the key in looking at Kevin's game of him still being aggressive, even with any frustrations with maybe calls not going his way, the shoe thing, and shots not going all the time, the turnovers?
Just got to keep playing. Yeah. It's like anybody else. It's a hard league. This league will eat you up if you're not just constantly aggressive and confident. And so KD is at his best when he's just attacking and playing.
And this road trip continues in Memphis as the Warriors will face the Grizzlies on Saturday night before heading to Dallas for a game on Monday night against the Mavericks. In New Orleans, I'm Lawrence Scott.